KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school sports last night, in girls volleyball play, it was Audubon down in Guthrie Center 3 games in a row. Carroll swept 3 from East Sac County. Creston defeated Norwalk in 3 straight. Griswold defeated East Mills, Fremont Mills, and Sydney, all by 2-0 scores. It was Lennox sweeping 2 straight games from I-35. Nottoway Valley went the distance, beating Martinsdale St. Mary's 3-2. Winterset beat I-35 two games to nothing, and Winterset down Lennox in 2 straight games in girls volleyball play last night. In baseball, Adam Wainwright earned his 16th win and matched his career best with 3 RBIs, carrying the St. Louis Cardinals to a 6-4 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. The bottom of the order was the difference in the 4th win in a row for the National League Central leaders. 8th place hitter Peter Borges singled twice with an RBI, and 7th place hitter Daniel Descalso walked twice and scored twice. Wainwright prevailed despite allowing 3 home runs to match his career worst. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Miami 8-6, Philadelphia over Atlanta 4-0, Chicago beat Milwaukee 7-1, San Francisco 12-7 over Colorado, San Diego beat Arizona 2-1, and the Dodgers over the Nationals 4-1. Salvador Perez hit a scorching liner off the glove of third baseman Adrian Beltre for a single, allowing Jared Dyson to score the go-ahead run in the 8th inning and helping the Kansas City Royals beat the Texas Rangers 2-1 last night. Jason Fraser left runners on the corners in the 8th against his former team, and Aaron Crow worked around a 2-out single in the 9th for his 3rd save of the season. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Boston over the New York Yankees 9-4. Detroit beat Cleveland 4-2. Toronto over Tampa Bay 8-2. White Sox beat Minnesota in 10 innings 6-3. Houston over L.A. 8-3. Seattle beat Oakland 6-5. One interleague game saw Baltimore beat Cincinnati by a score of 5-4. Michael Wacha will replace Justin Masterson in the St. Louis Cardinals rotation Thursday and make his first start since mid-June. Manager Mike Matheny said that Wacha, a breakout rookie star last year who was the National League Championship Series MVP, will be limited to around 60 pitches at Milwaukee. He's 5-5 with a 2.79 ERA and 15 starts and has been on the 15-day disabled list with a right shoulder stress reaction. Rookie Marco Gonzalez and Tyler Lyons, lefties who are among 5 players added Tuesday, will be ready for long relief in that game. Cardinals also activated reliever Jason Mott from the DL from a lower back strain, and they recalled lefty Nick Greenwood and catcher Tony Cruz before yesterday's game. Well, the Royals have recalled infielder Christian Colon, outfielder Terrence Gore, and pitchers Aaron Crow and Liam Hendricks from AA Northwest Arkansas for their playoff push. Colon was in the starting lineup at third base last night. Gore gives the Royals a speedy threat on the base paths. He opened the season at Class A Wilmington and climbed to AAA Omaha before spending time in Arkansas prior to his arrival. Colon can play several infield positions, while Crow is a former All-Star reliever. Hendricks was impressive in a spot start last week, but he'll be used out of the bullpen down the stretch. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo could be done for the rest of the season because of a strained lower back that was discovered through an MRI on Tuesday. Rizzo was hurt on August 26th and has been out of the lineup for a week. The 25-year-old All-Star is hitting .278 with 30 homers and 71 RBIs. New York Yankees ace Masahiro Tanaka plans to throw a bullpen session this week, the next step for the injured right-hander as he tries to overcome a recent setback. New York manager Joe Girardi said Tanaka threw well on Tuesday, and team physician Dr. Christopher Ahmad diagnosed the right-hander with arm fatigue. Tanaka is hoping to avoid Tommy John surgery and hasn't pitched since July 9th because of a partial tear of the ulnar collateral ligament. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says the defense must eliminate big plays as they get ready to host Ball State on Saturday. UNI turned several short passes into big gains in the Hawkeyes' 31-23 win on Saturday, and it was those big plays that kept UNI in contention.
Short throws, long runs, that's just not a good thing. I just had a flashback to Purdue 0-2, I think it was, right? They caught one across the middle and straight up. Like, you know, when that happens, it's hard to feel good about what you're doing defensively, so... we know that. I mean, we've got to get that cleaned up. I think it was 6 or 7 plays over 20 yards, and 3 of those being 60-plus yards. So, I mean, you wonder how they got 405. There you go. And that's a credit to them. They did a great job.
While the defense is looking to eliminate big plays, the offense hopes to generate more of its own. Iowa used 4 different running backs against UNI, and Ferentz says they're trying to utilize the strengths of all of them.
You know, we're still working that out ourselves. And, you know, LaShawn's probably a little bit more like Mark, and Jordan's a little bit more like Damon, or vice versa. So, We're still working through that. We'll just see how it plays out. But I think anytime you can change the pace, that's probably not a bad thing. You know, it's there are virtues with both styles of running.
Iowa hosts a Ball State team that opened with a 30-10 victory over Colgate. 2 years ago, Ball State won at Indiana. Last year, they beat Virginia on the road. We'll have that game from Kinnick Stadium Saturday for you here on KJAN. It's a 2:35 kick. We're on the air 12:30 with the pregame on Saturday. The top four teams in this week's AP College football poll stayed the same, but some of them lost favor with voters following the first full weekend of football. Top-ranked Florida State picked up 46 first-place votes following their tough win over Oklahoma State. Number two, Alabama, climbed just one first-place vote after failing to dominate against West Virginia. Oregon is a close third, followed in order by Oklahoma, Auburn, Georgia, Michigan State, Ohio State, Texas A&M, and Baylor. The ninth-ranked Aggies jumped 12 spots from last week after knocking off then-number 16 Clemson by 24 points. Wisconsin quarterback Joel Stavi is out indefinitely with an injured right shoulder, leaving Tanner McAvoy as the unquestioned starter for the 18th-ranked Badgers. Coach Gary Anderson says Stavi needs to rest and has been dealing with the injury for a couple of weeks. Baylor quarterback Bryce Petty says he plans to play for the 10th-ranked Bears Saturday against Northwestern State despite two cracked small bones in his back. He says he feels great a day after an MRI revealed that issue. Bears coach Art Briles says Petty won't play if he's not 100%. The reigning Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year took a shot to the back on his first series of the season in a 45-0 win over SMU Sunday night. Petty played only the first half and was clearly in discomfort while throwing for 161 yards. With a couple of touchdowns. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.